لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So today is the conclusion of the story of Musa عليه السلام and Khidr عليه السلام. So as you know that over their journey there were three episodes. So he explained the reason why he damaged the boat, and today he is going to tell that what he has done with that boy, so why he did so, and what was the matter of the wall, why he is trying to fix it. So he said, Ammal Ghulamu, as far as the boy is concerned. Amma means as far as. Al Ghulam, a young man, a growing boy. Fakana Abawahu, so his parents, Abawa is a dual of Ab, and the mother and father both. Mu'minaini, they were both mu'min. So be careful about this word, looks like mu'minin, right? But this is also a dual, mu'minaini. If it would be the plural, then it will be mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to two parents, so he brought the word mu'minaini. Fakhashina, so we had every reason to fear. فَخَشِنَا, we feared. أَنْ يُبْدِلَهُمَا أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا, that this boy is going to make his parents in the situation of grief and sadness. تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا, because of his rebellious nature and because of his disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew in his knowledge that this young man, whenever he will become more grown up and older, so he is going to have a very sinful life, very wicked life, so much so that he will turn from iman, from the faith, to disbelief, and he will have always every day a life of rebellion. So in your hikauma, to make his parents in the grief, in the situation of grief. So they will always be with him so much disappointed and so much worried. Even some mufassirin, they have said that even the parents can be sometime going, deviating from the right path because of the children. And it is so true in some cases, that if sometimes the children are not on the right path, and they make or they put their parents in the situation that sometimes situation, despite of their upbringing, they were good, but because of the children, they also started going on the wrong path. So this is the meaning of that ayyur hiqahuma. Tughyanam wa kufra, tughyan is constantly disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until someone becomes rebellious person. Wa kufra, as you know, kufr is disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bring an end to the life of this boy, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to replace the same mu'min parents with another son or with another child. Fa aradna, so we have intended. So Khidr alayhi salam, he is referring to himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was same that was conveyed to Khidr alayhi salam, that it was the intention of Allah. Ayn yubdilahuma, that Allah will replace for the parents. Yubdila from badal, badala yabdilu. Rabbuhuma, their lord, the lord of the parents. Khayram minhu, so replace with whom? With a child that would be much better. Khairan, better. Minhu, from this child, from this rebellious boy. Wa'aq zakatan, in the purity. So he will be so much righteous, so much pious, and very pure. So zakat over here in the meaning of purity. And we earlier discussed that zakat as one of the pillars of Islam. We call zakat because it purifies the wealth. Those people who pay the zakat, their remaining wealth becomes purified. So the literal meaning of zakat is purification. So he will be very much pure, وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمَا, and also he will be much closer, أَقْرَبْ closer, رُحْمَا, in affection, in obedience to the parents, in connecting the relationship of the parents and the relatives. Rahma is from the rahim, right? So in tenderness, in affection, so he will be very much like, these are the good qualities and good character of a mu'min person, that he himself is a very righteous person and he is very much caring to his parents and to all of the people. Wa aqraba rahma. Wa amma al-jidaru. Now the last thing about the wall. So al-jidar means wall. فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ. So this wall belonged to another young boys. They were another family. لِغُلَامَيْنِ. So again dual. غُلَام غُلَامَيْنِ. Two boys. يَتِيمَيْنِ. And both of them, they were orphans. So these two brothers, their father, he passed away. فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, in that town. Al-Madina means town. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ, and under the wall, beneath the wall, there was kanz. Kanz means treasure. Lahuma, for these boys. So what happened, that when the father, he was going to die, he realized that this is my last time, end of my life, and still I have children, these two boys, because they are very young. So he had put some, you know, treasure, the gold coins and all that, underneath of the wall, so that one day when they will grow up and they will find out this treasure, so it will, you know, benefit them. But in the meantime, before they will go to that age of maturity, that wall was about to fall down, and if it would be fall down, so all the people of the town, they should look at the treasure, they should take it out. And as we know that they were not the good people, so Khidr alayhi salam, he feared that the other people, they will take it out. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And why I have done that? Because all the reason that their father was a very good and very righteous and salih person. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. So your Lord, he has intended, أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا, that both of these brothers, they should reach, يَبْلُغَا, to reach, أَشُدَّهُمَا, to the age of their full strength. أَشُدْ means strength, any complete age of maturity. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا, and then at that time they should take out their kanz, their treasure. So yastakhrija, taking out, that was hidden. Kanzahuma, rahmatam min rabbik, and it was all done just from the mercy, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wanted to protect the wealth of these orphan children. Wama fa'altuhu an amri, I did not do it anything from my own accord, from my own will. So O Musa alayhi salam, whatever you have been observing, my actions, so apparently they were all the type of the work that you did not like, and you have objected every time, why you have done this, why did you do that? But whatever I have done, so it was clear, you know, disclaimer from him, that whatever I have done, it is not from my own will. وَمَا فَعَلْتُ. And that's why sometimes, you know, Arabic grammar is so much, you know, sensitive, that if you change one letter, I'm not talking about the, you know, the word, if you, not even in the letter, only one haraka, the fatha, dhamma, kasra, it can change a meaning, very, very dangerous meaning, you know, sometimes. So this word, wama fa'altuhu, if you read wama fa'altahu, it means Khidr alayhi salam saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you did not do that. However, he says wama fa'altu, I did not do that, right? And amri, from my own accord. ذَلِكَ تَعْوِيلُ That is all the interpretation, that is all the explanation, that is all the real meaning of what? مَا لَمْ تَسْتِ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا But all those things that, O Musa, you are not able to bear all these things with patience. مَا لَمْ تَسْتِ Same meaning as تَسْتَتِ You could not, you were not able to. عَلَيْهِ On that, sabra, taking it with patience. You could not have the patience on that. Right? So, this is the meaning of all these ayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best understanding of these ayat and the entire Quran. And may